It's January 18th, 2017. It's about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I wanted to take a few quick notes about something that it's just I've been thinking since probably about 2 or 3 days ago about my initial approach in Stand and Point. And my thoughts were to revisit the phrase in, I think it's on the homepage, that says, "It's not that I know more than others, it's that I ignore less." And when I was trying to kind of wrap my mind around that, about what I really mean by that and how I can express what I mean by that to the individuals, to the individuals that are listening and watching my video. The thing that struck me was, I think what I'm really approaching there is the concept of pattern recognition. And as soon as I realized that's probably what I'm really the concept or perspective that I'm really broaching there, that I'm really trying to approach there, it immediately made me think about the movie A Beautiful Mind about John Nash. How, and of course it's been years since I saw that movie, but basically he was able to make connections or recognize or see connections that others either weren't aware of or that they chose to ignore. And that's really what I'm meaning by it's not that I know more than others, it's that I ignore less. It's that, it's those connections. It's, you know, enlightened holistic perspective. Perspective is the ability to see thing, ability to see things and events, I think it was, in their true relationship to one another. And I'll have to look that definition up again, the working or operational definition up again. But that's basically what I'm approaching there, that it's this, what I believe is an innate ability of human beings for, it's a gift for pattern recognition. And I think in some respects when I talk about the big picture and the big picture, you know, as you make these connections, the big picture emerges. Those connections that I'm referring to there, I think, are a consequence or a result of that pattern recognition of understanding or seeing with the mind's eye, so to speak, the recognition of the conceptual awareness of how things are connected. You know, and I think that kind of goes back to something in my notes about how that's what we all long for, that we all long for connection. More specifically, we long for connection to something bigger, more enduring, something. We long for connection to something larger than our individual self. And so when I get back to methods, models, and maps, that's one of the ways that I broached this, you know, this approach was methods of inquiry and methods of investigation. So the first step is you make a query. It's a quest. So let's start with that word. It's a quest. And so you're seeking, and you happen upon something that may be worthwhile to further investigate, to further vet, investigate to discover. And so that method, the initiate, is engaged in the quest. And part of that quest is a constant query, a questioning. So sometimes something will catch our attention, and especially someone who is on a quest, and they have to determine whether or not that something is worthy of their time and focus of their attention. So that's where you make, that's the initial inquiry. And then based on the results or the information gathered through that initial inquiry, then the individual can make a choice as to, well, it wasn't worthy of their attention, or they can shelve it, meaning it is worthy, perhaps, or will become worthy, perhaps, for further investigation in the future, but it's not a high priority at this time. Or they find that it does warrant further investigation. So that was sort of how I modeled that kind of three-step process. We're seeking, you know, if an individual is engaged in the craft, if they're practicing the craft, therefore they're seeking, they're on a quest, then some event, some ingredient, some contributing factor will attract their attention. And then at that point, it's up to that initiate, that seeker, to determine if it warrants further focus, further attention. And that's the initial inquiry. That's you make an inquiry, and then you determine if it's warranted to do a full investigation, to further investigate. So then, depending upon that level of whether or not it warrants further, that particular factor warrants further investigation, then I talk about models and maps. So the methods are the quest, the inquiry, and the investigation. Then there's how you organize what data, what information comes as a result of the quest, the inquiries, and the investigations. And the two forms that I came up with was models, was modeling, and mapping, maps. So in my way of looking at the modeling, the two basic forms of modeling that I guess I really should say three basic forms. There was the connect the dots. That's a connect the dots puzzle where the big picture emerges. Then there's the jigsaw puzzle again, where the big picture emerges. And then I think the third way of modeling that I adopted was the gated arrays of that was based on Boolean algebra. And I think that was simply to have a way of organizing how, when you look at an outcome that you wish to produce or render, then there's certain conditions that have to be satisfied in order to render that resultant.